There is a statement in the Jewish Talmud, which is their Bible. It says that prayer in which there is no mention of the kingdom is not prayer at all. The verb in our text here that is translated come, thy kingdom come, is actually in the imperative sense, and it could be read this way, your kingdom, let it happen, let it actually take place, let it actually come. That's how John MacArthur translated it. I like that. Let your kingdom actually come right here, right now. I heard an amen. Robert got that. So let's define the kingdom of God. We have an understanding now of what the wording is. Let's define the kingdom of God. Our English word kingdom comes from two words, king and domain. The domain is the territory that is governed by the ruler or the king. So the kingdom of God is wherever God is in control. I'll talk more about that later. Somebody said, my home is my castle. What does that mean? It means that in my home and on my property, I'm king. I rule. I reign. This is my property. This is my domain. God's kingdom has to do with his ways and order. So here we are asking that God's ways happen here as they are fully obeyed in heaven. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, we need to ask ourselves, how can God's rule and God's ways come through my life? Well, you can understand that if you go and read the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and 7 and maybe even 8 and 9, where Jesus talks about the Beatitudes. Those are the principles by which his kingdom operates. But there's more to it than that. Jesus and the disciples taught that there is a future aspect to the kingdom of God when Jesus will actually come to earth and rule and reign. We refer to it as the millennial kingdom. I'll talk more about that later. John the Baptist and Jesus declared that the kingdom of God had come. They said, it is here now. Well, if it was here now when they walked the earth 2,000 years ago, it must be here now, today. Would you agree? Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. It says, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Jesus, according to Mark, launched his public ministry in Mark chapter 1 and verses 14 to 15. He said, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. So the concept of a kingdom is not just primarily space, territory, land, politics, national kingdom, but instead it's one of a kingly rule, reign, and sovereign control. The kingdom of God is the realm where God reigns supreme and Jesus Christ is king. I want you to say that with me. The kingdom of God is the realm where God reigns supreme and Jesus Christ is king. Get that down in your spirit with me this morning. One more time. The kingdom of God is the realm where God reigns supreme and Jesus Christ is king. In his kingdom, God's authority is recognized and his will is obeyed. Someone said it like this. You could understand if you reduce it to the simplest terms. God's people in God's place, under God's rule, and I would add to that, doing God's work. One more time. God's people in God's place, under God's rule, doing God's work. That's the kingdom of God in the simplest terms that I can put it without getting into a whole lot of technical descriptions or words or whatever.